Today, December 28th, is the feast day of the Holy Innocent Martyrs, the first saints of the church, really the first martyrs of the faith, were these little children killed by King Herod. We know that King Herod has been called Herod the Great, not because he was a great man, but because he was a great builder. He rebuilt the Temple of Jerusalem. He built Masada. But history, of course, reveals that he was a very wicked and evil man. He killed 30 men on his way to take over the throne in those days. He killed his wife. He killed two of his sons. He killed his uncle. He even killed his mother-in-law. And they say that one of the ancient historians says that because Herod was half Jewish, he probably didn't eat pork. So the ancient writer wrote, you were safer to be Herod's pig than Herod's relative, okay? Because he did away with you if he didn't like you or if he got in your way. And in fact, as he was dying, he ordered the most beloved and well-known men of Jericho to be brought together in the hippodrome, in the amphitheater, and at the news of Herod's death, they would be massacred. Herod knew that no one would mourn his death, but he wanted people to mourn, and so he had these men killed at the same time of his death, just so there would be mourning in Israel. That's the kind of a wicked man he was. So when he finds out that these astrologers, the Magi, had deceived him and not come back to tell him where this newborn king of the Jews was, he became furious. And he would do anything to keep his power, his throne. And so he sent his death squad, the soldiers, into the area of Bethlehem and the surrounding area. The scholars tell us about 1,000 people lived there in those days. So the number of boys killed would be about 38, was the tradition, including 6 girls that were killed accidentally during the massacre. I imagine other parents were killed too, I'm sure, when the soldiers came in to pull the children from their mothers and fathers. I'm sure many of them fought the soldiers and were probably killed as well, trying to save their children. And this ancient scripture was fulfilled. Rachel, weeping for her children, she would not be consoled since they were no more. So you think about that terrible event of the soldiers going in and killing the young children. Herod took no chances. Even though the Lord was only a few months old, he said any male 2 years and under will be killed. And that's the kind of ferocity that King Herod had. He did not want to take any chances that this Messiah would escape. Well, of course, we know that the angel had told Joseph, take Mary and the child and go to Egypt. So they were able to get out ahead of the soldiers coming in. But these little children that died in the place of Christ are considered great martyrs. And when we go to heaven, one of the great joys will be to see a Thomas Aquinas or a St. Francis or a St. Dominic or the 12 apostles. Imagine seeing these maybe 20, 30, 40 young children crowned with the crown of martyrdom, the great saints in heaven, the holy innocent children. So we pray today, of course, for all children. We pray especially for the unborn. You know, the womb should be the safest place in the world, but it's the most dangerous place for a young child today. So we need to pray for the end of abortion. There's, 4,000 every day in our country. So we need to pray for them. As the Blessed Mother has told us, and the church continues to tell us, to pray the rosary every day. We should pray for world peace. We should also be praying for the greatest attack on life is abortion. So we should need to pray for the end of abortion, praying the rosary, Eucharistic adoration, coming to Mass. And then we need to take action, vote well, get involved in politics, and then also promote things like Birthright, Catholic Charities, and these other organizations that help to save the lives of unborn children and find them good homes as well. So today we honor these holy martyrs, these young children who, even though they were not able to speak, as the scripture said today, the opening prayer said, even though they could not speak, they gave their lives for Christ. They died in the place of Christ. And because they died in Jesus' place, they are considered great martyrs for the church. So we ask your intercession today for the end of the ongoing Holocaust in our own society of abortion and the evil that has continued to spread throughout the world through the killing of innocent human life. So I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of the Holy Innocents. And you can venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of the Holy Innocent Children, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.